In celebration of the Lunuganga Gardens 75th anniversary, Tree Talks podcast explores the lives of flora and ecosystems within the gardens. Bought on the eve of independence in 1948, Lunuganga is Jeffrey Bawa's first and longest-running architectural endeavor. Join us as we unravel the intricacies of this living archive. All transcripts, translations, and supplementary guides for Tree Talks podcast episodes are available at the Tu Lunuganga and Jeffrey Bawa websites. Links available in the show notes. The Moonamal tree, placed so meticulously on the crest of the Cinnamon Hill lawn, draws one's eye from the main house to the Dedua Lake. The Dedua Lake is avowed for mystic folklore. Most interestingly, the lore of the spirit of a monk that resides aboard a tree on the lake's Hondua Island. Stories passed down from generations can often have an interconnectedness with nature. In this episode, Ayurvedic expert and cultural anthropologist Dr. Dennis de Pereira delves into the cultural and spiritual curiosities of trees like the Moonamal.
My name is Dennis de Pereira. I'm an expert of intangible cultural heritage. Especially, I work with people and areas where the traditional knowledge is very much prevalent and active, especially in the rural areas. My research area is focused on cultural and spiritual uses of plants and the traditional plant lore. Also, I work with some manuscripts, ancient manuscripts, where we can find many information about trees and their uses, as well as the people's knowledge. We call it ethnoscience. The trees are a part of cultural heritage, whether it is tangible or intangible. Because tree itself, a physical object, it can be considered as tangible, but the trees will create the intangible heritage itself, because the people who are living around the tree or the habitats, they create their cultural, intangible cultural heritage or some belief systems and the practices associated with this tangible cultural heritage. Today, I'm going to speak about the cultural aspect of the trees, as well as the cultural and spiritual associations of trees. Now, we all know that trees are a kind of an integral part of the society and the cultures and civilization for centuries. And traditionally, we believe that trees have a kind of a heavenly connection, or the tree, some deities, they are abodes of deities. Therefore, we call the Rukdevio. It's a kind of a tree deities. Therefore, people respect the trees as heavenly gifts. The trees protect nature, and sometimes the trees are called the sacred items of the nature. They are venerable, and they have some cultural and spiritual reasons for the people to respect the trees as sacred. People believe that the guardian deities live in sacred groves. Sacred groves are protected areas naturally and traditionally, and people have some restrictions and taboos before entering the sacred groves, and they have some ethics to work with the traditional groves or the sacred groves, because the people think that the forest area is protected by deities or heavenly forces, divine forces. And therefore, some trees are prohibited to cut or exploit, or even if you want to harvest a part of that tree, you have to take the permission from the tree, not from the tree. You have to take the permission from the deity which abides on the tree. Therefore, trees are historically respected by the people as the sacred beings. Trees are a kind of a living beings. They treat the trees as living beings. Therefore, sometimes people, they are used to talk to the trees. They are used to think that trees are alive and trees can think, trees can bless. Trees are alive. Therefore, trees are part of their lives. The people, traditionally, they have their own ethics to select the trees for the day-to-day uses. Now, for an example, there are some trees allocated for the sacred things. We know astrologically there are 9 planets. For the 9 planets, there are 9 trees allocated, assigned. When we do the oil anointing ceremony for the new year, we have seen that there are some herbal leaves are kept on your head as well as to your feet. That is according to the planetary signs for the trees. Each planet has a tree. And also moon mention. There are 27 moon mentions. For all these moon mentions, there are trees assigned for each moon mention. And we know there are some rituals where they use trees and part of trees to perform the ritual successfully. Again, we know that there are some legends associated with the trees, especially the origin of a tree. Now, we have the traditional rituals where you have heard about the Pollupata, Gulatupata, Gendehi Upata, Tolobo Upata. Upata means origins. Origin, then the Pollupata means origin of coconut. There's a story behind that, how the coconut trees originated to this world. And there is a heavenly kind of a suprahuman incident associated with this origination. Now, for an example, bulat or beetle leaves are believed to be originated in Nagaloka or the world of cobra. Therefore, it is called Ahilata. Ahilata means the creeper of the snakes, snake creeper. In that case, we can know the nomenclature of the trees also has a kind of a cultural dimension, where when you name a tree, it has a meaning. It has a story, it has a legend behind that. Also, there are trees which are associated with religious beliefs. Now, we know that Bo tree is, we call it Vicus religiosa. Even in the name, botanical name, you can see the part of botanical name is associated with the cultural aspect. Ficus religiosa. Religiosa means it is used in religions. Well, not only one religion, it is associated with Buddhism, Hinduism, as well as the Jainism also. The Bo tree or the sacred tree under which the Lord Buddha has enlightened, it is venerated for the past centuries, where the Bo tree has become a symbol of blessing and protection. In that context, we can see there are many trees, especially the huge trees. Large trees are so much respected by the cultures. We call them keystone species. Keystone species means they are very important culturally as well as in terms of biodiversity, where these trees play a kind of a very critical role in conservation, in natural habitats. Because one large tree is a micro ecosystem which accommodates a kind of a other small flora and fauna. It's a kind of a small micro ecosystem. If you see a very huge tree, on that tree you can find many other kinds of epiphytes and other plants, creepers, as well as there are many animal species who are feeding on it actually, birds and other animal species. Therefore, these plants, these trees, huge trees, are called the keystone species, which play a kind of a very critical role in biodiversity conservation. And also, there are some trees like Rudraksha. We see that it is called Shivapriya. The name is Shivapriya. Shivapriya is preferred by Shiva, Lord Shiva. The seed of the Rudraksha is very much respected and considered as having a kind of a very divine power in it. Therefore, there are many beliefs and many legends are associated with this tree, only one tree. In the same way, each tree, we can find the cultural stories and the legends and the cultural practices associated with that one tree. Also, some trees are considered as kind of a property of gods. Now, for an example, Beli tree, Bil tree, we call it Bilva. Bilva belongs to Shiva, God Shiva. And the leaves, there are three leaves on one leaflet for Beli. It indicates, represents the Trishula of Shiva, the shape of the leaves. In the same way, you can find all the trees, people have their own interpretation, their own kind of a perception, cultural perception related to the tree. The shape of the tree, sometimes the uses of the tree, sometimes the smell of the tree, flowers of the tree, is kind of all the parts, the people, they have their own cultural description related to the tree. And again, I must highlight the biodiversity. The trees are kind of not only representing the cultural heritage, but also they have a biodiversity context is very important. Therefore, trees are a symbol of biocultural diversity, not only the cultural diversity, not only the biodiversity. It is a symbol of heritage of biocultural diversity. In other context, we also must know about the cultural. There are some misidentification of trees in cultural dimension. The best example is the sal tree. If you see most of the areas, we'll find the sal tree. But for the sal, we have a tree called cannonball tree, which is in botanically we call Curupita, a South American species. Had been introduced by British people in late 18th century. Now it has become a sacred tree because of this misidentification. We call it sal, but real sal is Shorya robusta. The people still believe that this is the sal tree. The cannonball is the sal tree because one century ago, this tree has been identified mistakenly as sal. Therefore, to have the correct cultural heritage or cultural wisdom is very important in association of trees, because this knowledge is transmitted from generation to generation. To have the intangible cultural heritage protected by the genuine transmission. When I was going through the list of trees available in Lunavala area, I found Curupita, or the cannonball tree, is there. It is the tree which is misidentified as sal. Therefore, I would propose that if you can introduce real sal tree, Shorya robusta, to the garden, it's very important for the people to have a kind of the genuine idea about the sal tree. The Moonamal is the one of special trees available in Lunuganga area, Lunuganga garden. And I heard that Moonamal tree was very special because it was one of the main focuses of Mr. Jeffrey Bawa. And he was very much interested about this Moonamal tree. And Moonamal is called in Sanskrit Bakula tree, Bakula or Vakula tree. It is botanically known as Mimosops elengi. And culturally, Moonamal is a sacred plant, especially among Hindus. And it is mentioned in Sanskrit literature for its delicate and very fragrant flowers of it. Especially if you go through the Buddhist literature and the Hindu literature, in the stories, when they describe the forest areas, they always mention about Bakula tree or the Moonamal tree, which is very glorious and very beautiful when it is flowering. And it is a kind of a good plant to be in the garden from the ancient times. Therefore, Moonamal or Bakula is very important, culturally very important plant, where it is associated with literature as well as the history. And it is associated with Krishna. Krishna is said to have fascinated with milkmaids of Vrindavana, of the Yamuna bank. It is, he was playing under a bakula tree in the story. Therefore, it has become a kind of a sacred tree associated with Krishna also. And most of the Sanskrit literature, the poetic literature, the authors have described the bakula tree or this monomal tree as a symbol of love and beauty because of the flowers, the beautiful flowers. And you can find bakula tree in Ramayana as well as in Mahabharata, as well as in other Buddhist literature as Jataka stories. And in one context, bakula is, or monomal is, sacred to Timurti. Timurti is Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. It's a symbol of Timurti. The flowers of bakula have a kind of a very sweet, refreshing aroma. Therefore, it is attributing to their frequent mention in romantic contexts in stories, ancient stories. Especially ancient Indian sages regarded these trees as gift from God. Then bakula is a kind of a heavenly gift to the forest. And again, bakula trees are frequently found in growing in temple gardens. Especially you can find ancient books, if you refer the ancient books, most of the, when it is describing the temple gardens, bakula tree was a part of that. And the bakula tree is prescribed to plant on the right side of the house as an auspicious tree. Now, we know that astrologically, there are auspicious trees to be planted on each direction of the house. Also, there are inauspicious trees. Therefore, bakula is one of the auspicious trees and should be planted at the entrance of the house on the right side. It means, the right side means the male portion. Therefore, bakula is a male plant, masculine plant. Therefore, the right side is dedicated to that plant for the auspicious purposes. And then most of the sages in Indian literature is described that they were sitting in the gardens under the bakula trees because their devotees come and listen to them under the shade of bakula trees. Therefore, they think that bakula tree giving a kind of a spiritual power by the shade, by its shade, a shelter. Naturally, it is giving a kind of a spiritual harmony by the shelter. That's why the sages were preaching under the bakula trees. The bakula flowers being so aromatic, and also they are used in making soaps and aroma fragrance things in ancient culture, where the queens were very much attracted, fascinated by this aroma, and they were used to have these kind of flowers in their bedrooms and other areas to make the area is more fresh, refresh. Then astrologically, we know that there are 27 moon mentions or nakshastras. Bakula belongs to the Anura nakshastra. Bakula belongs to the Anura nakshastra astrologically. Then also in traditional Shanti Karma, healing rituals in Sri Lanka, we have one ritual called Asu Ek Mal Gaba Malbalia. Asu Ek Gaba Malbalia. Asu Ek means 81 chambers. In that ritual, you will find 81 chambers. Bakula is used for that ritual, healing ritual. Also, the flowers of Monamal are used for reciting Shanti Paustika Yantra. And then it is prescribed also, it is prescribed in various medicinal oils in traditional medicine. Bakula is the Sanskrit word for the Monamal. Bakula or Vakula, sometimes it is mentioned as Vakula. Bakula and Vakula is same, similar words. Then Monamal is also having a medicinal effect. It is used in various medicinal preparations. And in Hindu literature, it is one of the 36 sacred trees. There are 36 sacred trees in Hinduism. Bakula is one of them. Then again, there is a tantra called Kubjika Tantra. Kubjika Tantra prescribes bakula for having kind of a get the spiritual power from that. Kubjika Tantra is an Indian book where the people practice their spiritual promote development with some tantric practices where they use some flowers and fragrance and some kind of physical objects to reach the spiritual harmony. Then this bakula is one of them, the physical items. And also the wood of Moonamal is used for sacred carvings and making the images of goats. Especially we call it Pratima. Bakula is one of the sacred woods to be used for creating these kind of images. And then Bakula or Moonamal is a kind of a Chaitya tree. Chaitya tree means the trees which are venerated. Now earlier, previously I said that there are some 36 sacred trees in Hinduism. And now these are called Chaitya trees. Chaitya means Chaitya, which are kind of a huge, large trees. You do some pujas for these trees to get the blessings from them. It's like Bo tree. We use Bo, Nuga, Na. These kind of large trees are called Chaitya trees. The Bakula or Moonamal is also one of them. Then we have in our Sri Lankan tradition, Bakula or Moonamal is used for Yamadeva Raja Thailaya. Yamadeva Raja Thailaya is a medicinal oil. And the Mahathayur Thailaya and Mahasaraswati Thailaya, Raja Saraswati Thailaya, these are the medicinal oils. Moonamal is one of the ingredients of these oils, as well as Henaraj Guliya. It's kind of a very powerful medicine. We use Moonamal for that medicinal pill also. If you go to the literature, you can find Moonamal, the name Moonamal, in many literature sources like Ruwan Malnigandhuwa, Asadrusha Jataka Kavya, Singhala Bodhivansha, Sikavalanda Vinisa, Bodhivansa Gatapadaya, Vesathuru Dasanaya, Jataka Atuva Gatapadaya, Puja Avaliya, Dharma Pradipikava, Sadhama Ratnavaliya, Darada Asirita, Kausilumina, Singhala Jataka Puta, Sadharma Alankaraya, Sadharma Ratnakaraya, Paravi Sandesaya, Kovul Sandesaya, Kahakurlu Sandesaya, Maharupa Siddhi Sanaya, Rohat Samhita, Narada Samhita, Vastu Ratnavaliya. This is a kind of a list of books where we can find Moonamal as a name and its usages in literature. Therefore, it's very interesting and useful tree in our culture as well as in our traditional society in the villages. This is considered as a multi-use tree for the people who has their own wisdom of using the natural plants for their day-to-day life. Therefore, it's very important to understand the relationship between these two, connection between these two, tangible and intangible, because we cannot separate them and we cannot divide them and take them separately, because it survives or interdependently on each other. If you remove the object, the whole culture will be vanished. That is one of the very critical challenges we have in the current society, where we facing so much of problems due to the development interventions. Now, with the development interventions, where we don't have a sense of culture, sometimes the culture will be eroded by the development. Because development has no sense of culture, it does not measure the impact, cultural impact. Now, normally we know that the most of the development project, they do the environmental impact assessment. But they do not do the cultural impact assessment. They do not actually care about the culture. That is the reason. Because normally in rural areas, especially, we have all the villages, almost all the villages, all over the island, they have at least 10-15 big trees where they do some rituals and rites. Then removing that kind of a cultural object may be having a very negative effect on the heritage. That is why we need to understand there is no division between tangible and intangible cultural heritage. Therefore, if we want to safeguard the tangible cultural heritage, we need to safeguard the intangible cultural heritage associated with it. nature has created the ecosystems in a kind of a design which is created by the nature itself. That's why a human being should be very careful when they do kind of a manipulation on the nature without having a knowledge or proper understanding of the context, the natural context. Therefore, we need, the main thing is to have a sense or cultural respect to the trees. We should promote that people should have a kind of a respect to the trees. Therefore, that's why in ancient societies, the green religions have come to the come. The green religions were very much practiced by the people who were living in the forest. Because in the green religions, they always respected the trees as living beings. They think trees also can think and trees can communicate with them. Therefore, it's a kind of, sometimes the people may think that it's a kind of obsolete the idea that people should not worship trees and stones. It's a kind of a primitive practice. But for me, it's not a primitive practice. Otherwise, if you look at the modern or current practice of planting trees, it's a kind of a very artificial thing. Sometimes we introduce some exotic species to the nature. Therefore, we first need to understand our own nature and select the species very carefully which are suitable for the that environment or the same environment. We should not introduce strange species. We should introduce the species which can have an interconnection with other species. I think the concept which was practiced by Jeffrey Bawa in his garden was very, very nature friendly. As I see the environment, his object was to create a kind of a jungle environment. Jungle environment means it's a natural environment where you will maintain the interconnection between the species. Do not forget that the trees are living beings. Therefore, having a kind of a community of trees in a garden is very important. Not just isolated trees here and there, but to have them together is very, very important to make a kind of a blessing environment where the trees are happy. They are living happy. Do not forget that they are also having feelings. Therefore, if you let them have their own interactions among them, then they are happy. They will be happy. Then if you make the environment happy, then the environment will bless you. Therefore, living with nature, living with trees, living with environment is an art. You should know the art where first you must accept the trees as living beings. Then you must respect their standards of living.
Thank you for listening to Tree Talks. This podcast is copyright to the Jeffrey Bawa Trust. All rights reserved. All audio and video recordings were taken on site by the Jeffrey Bawa curatorial team. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to us at assistant.curator@jbtrust.net. We would love to hear from you.